Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
Well, the Irish Examiner and the Irish Times both lead with COVID this morning. The Examiner leading with childcare, and this story really that emerged yesterday are further details in relation to it, that parents won't be asked to top up the childcare fees under this new contract that's now being proposed by the government. And it's part of a €75 million support package for the sector following COVID-19. Now, it's been agreed that the funds for the areas will be things like staff fees, training, structural costs, and also it'll be used to help providers effectively reopen their doors now over the summer months. Catherine Zapone, the Children's Minister, said that the providers must sign the contracts to guarantee that they won't increase fees above the pre-pandemic levels. But there's kind of a mixed reaction really from providers yesterday to this. The opposition party said that the move was only a stopgap measure ahead of the schools reopening in September. A couple of the provisions, just if you missed it, because it is the story really dominating the broadsheet certainly, and the Daily Mail too this morning. Providers can get a one-off reopening grant from an €18 million fund for reopening at the end of June, for instance, or late August. Services with up to 11 kids can claim €2,000, while those with 100 children or more will be able to claim up to €10,000. There's a further €14.2 million in once-off capital grants. Now, that's to be used to improve the hygiene facilities, for instance, in the creche or in the outdoor play area. Things like your hand washing, your toilet facilities, and even partitions or maybe room dividers. There'll be grants there of up to €6,000. There's also a grant of €500 per childminder registered with TUSLA or with the local authorities to assist with reopening costs. There's about 750 registered childminders in the country. And then the temporary wage, the subsidy scheme at a cost of €33 million, that's due to continue up until the end of August for the services that are reopening on June 29th. It'll provide about 85% of wages. Two as well, funding schemes, including some subsidies for parents. They'll be available once again for children attending early learning and childcare services from June 29th. You can let us know your view on that this morning. Will that help out over the next couple of weeks? You can get us on i5 3106 at a cost of 30 cents. Just staying with COVID, that's the Irish Times lead this morning, and it's to do with the number of contacts per diagnosis. They've almost doubled since the restrictions have been eased in recent weeks. This is the number of contacts identified by people who were diagnosed with COVID-19. Well, it's been rising since the restrictions were eased 3 weeks ago, and in actual fact it has now almost doubled. The median number of contacts. So if you're diagnosed with COVID-19, the number of other people who have to be contacted because you've been in close proximity to them, it's now risen to close to 3.5 per person. And that's in the weeks since the 18th of May. It compares with an average of about two people when the full restrictions were in place. Now, the HSE has said that, you know, in one case diagnosed last week, the individual had a total of 25 contacts, a level that actually hasn't been seen since the early stages of the contact tracing began back in last March. And when the tracing process began in mid-March, the average number of close contacts was 20. Dropped very quickly to an average of 3 when the strict restrictions were in, and in the first week of the restrictions been eased, that median moved from 2 to 3, and it's now heading towards 4. And the news really comes as the OECD, the Organisation for Economic and Cooperation and Development, they're warning that a second wave of COVID-19 would wipe out any chance of economic recovery in this country, either for this year or next year, because in its latest economic forecast, the OECD said that as things stand, GDP would likely fall by 6.8% this year due to the pandemic, before returning to about 4.8% next year. And it's warning as well that the economy would contract by 8.7% this year, with really little or no sign of recovery now next year if a coronavirus outbreak were to reoccur. There's more on that story, further analysis too, front page of the Irish Times this morning. The Independent goes with a different lead. It's the Greens. The Green Party split as race for the leadership on knife edge is the paper's headline. The Irish Independent reporting this morning that the leadership battle now in the Green Party is on a knife edge, but Eamon Ryan is currently just ahead of his deputy, Catherine Martin. A survey of the party's 49 city and county councillors, according to the Irish Independent, shows that the Green Party leader has the support of 52% of those who responded to the survey, ahead of Catherine Martin on 48%. But the battle kicked off, of course, at the weekend when Miss Martin declared she wanted to oust Eamon Ryan as leader, despite the party being in the middle of talks to form a government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. That's a story too, continuing this morning. Negotiations to continue. Growing concern in Fianna Fáil that the long drawn out process is now running out of road. And the party wants the negotiations to try and reach a conclusion really in the next 24 hours. But as of course talks drag on, so too do the key issues that remain unresolved. That's the story on the front page as well of the Irish Examiner this morning. It's the ongoing emissions, the ongoing row over the impact of cutting emissions on agriculture. That's what's threatening to delay the coalition agreement, which will see Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Green form the government. And the talks inched closer to a conclusion yesterday, but as work on what a source in the Examiner called a small number of sticking points remained, the parties discussed emissions and housing throughout the day. That's to continue. And as Kieran mentioned earlier, we'll have more on that coming up on Breakfast a little bit later in the programme. Just also on COVID-19, a couple of other interesting stories to flag with you inside the papers this morning. If you're in Dublin or you're in Sligo, thousands of people in both of those counties, they'll be chosen to be the first groups in the country to provide blood samples to find out if they were infected with COVID. And the National Public Health team has picked the two counties for the first prevalence survey to try and measure what percentage of the population have had the infection. Dublin was chosen because it suffered obviously with the highest number of infections in the country, reaching 12,000, nearly one in two of all cases so far, while Sligo recorded just 128, according to the latest figures from the Health Protection Surveillance Centre. And the aim was to try and get a region badly affected and then another which had lower levels of infection. And the blood test will look for antibodies which are produced after a person who's had the infection has recovered. We want to know if you're in Dublin or Sligo this morning, is that something you'd be interested in participating in? You can let us know too on Twitter at BreakfastNT. Also inside the Irish Times today, just in terms of the, you know, the impact really of all of this on people, the damage to mental health and well-being during the pandemic is starkly illustrated now in new figures that have been published by the CSO. It's young people, young adults in particular, who are feeling more downhearted, depressed, dissatisfied with personal relationships. They're anxious about older people's health, and women across all age groups are engaging in more drinking, more smoking, more eating junk food since the pandemic started. And these findings of the survey of about over 4,000 adults that were conducted between the 23rd of April and the 1st of May, compare in the CSO report with surveys, for instance, that were looked at back in 2018 and 2013. And it found that almost a third of respondents said they felt downhearted or depressed at least some of the time in the 4 weeks prior to being interviewed, compared with about 13% in previous years. More on that story on that CSO wellbeing survey, page 3 of the Irish Times this morning. It's also too well detailed in the Irish Independent. But the story that caught my eye this morning is also inside the Irish Independent, and it's on page 10 of the paper, a piece by Melanie Finn this morning. Botox backlog. This is the country's biggest beauty clinic is to reopen its doors next Monday with a 30,000 strong waiting list of clients looking to freshen up their features after the stress of lockdown. The therapy clinics had indicated it was going to wait until the 20th of July when phase four begins, allowing salons and hairdressers to open their doors, but has now performed a U-turn after consulting with their legal team. And that's the story, page 10 of the Irish Independent this morning. Also, a couple of other stories inside the papers as well today. Interesting piece, the front page I should say, the Irish Times this morning, but the paper's health editor Paul Cullen, about the fallen preterm births credited to lockdown. This is an unprecedented, it's described, drop in preterm births in one of the country's largest maternity hospitals has been credited to the effect of positive lifestyle influences during lockdown. The number of underweight babies fell dramatically at the University Maternity Hospital Limerick in the first 4 months of the year, a trend researchers believe is due to reduced stress and healthier lifestyles that have been brought on by the COVID-19 restrictions. There was a 73% reduction in the number of very low birth weight babies born in the hospital compared to the average for the same first 4 months of the year in the preceding two decades, and that's according to a new study. More details front page of the Irish Times this morning. Just very finally for today, also inside the Irish Independent, page 12 of the paper this morning, motorists, drivers out there are being told just to be a little bit careful on the roads as the councils are trying to catch up now on the road network. A surge in roadworks causing a headache for road users because the councils are trying to scramble to get about 525 million euros worth of maintenance and improvements programmes back on track after the restrictions. The Department of Transport says the councils will not be allowed to carry over grant funding if the backlog leaves leaves any of this year's money unspent. And some local authorities are planning to forgo the traditional August fortnight holiday to try and now keep the road crews working through the summer period. Meanwhile, the AA is warning that the combination of, you know, ramped up planned works, extra works to try and create cycle and bus lanes, and also some, kind of a difference or variance to the traffic patterns is going to mean that all road users need to be extra vigilant as they try and set out on their journeys each and every day. That story, page 12 of the Irish Independent this morning. Those are the stories making the headlines this Thursday morning. Now, still to come, George Floyd's brother in the US has told politicians there to make sure his death wasn't in vain. We'll have more from Washington.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.